Mr. President, I have the honor to deliver the statement on behalf of the members of the Geneva Pledge on Human Rights in Climate Action. Last year's recognition of the right to a clean, healthy, and sustainable environment and the establishment of a new mandate on human rights and climate change have been two milestones for this Council in addressing the pressing issues of our time. Climate change, biodiversity loss, ocean degradation, and pollution and their negative impacts on human rights. We acknowledge the work of the respective core groups and mandate holders leading on human rights and climate change, of human rights and in the environment and on toxics and human rights. In 2015, we delivered a clear message, and I quote, "We cannot overlook the injustice faced by the poorest and most vulnerable people who are disproportionately affected by the impacts of climate change. In a transition to a low-carbon economy, we want to ensure that no one is left behind. We will promote and respect human rights in our climate actions, and we stand in solidarity with our people and future generations to take urgent action on climate change." This was in 2015. Through the pledge, members agreed to facilitate the sharing of best practices and knowledge between human rights and climate experts. And we believe this is as relevant today as it was 7 years ago. More than ever, we want to be an active part of the community of states who are committed to promote a human rights perspective in climate change negotiations and to place the needs of women, girls, children, youth, people with disabilities, indigenous peoples, migrants, and other vulnerable groups at the center of climate actions. For that reason, we, the signatories to this joint statement, have decided to revive the Geneva Pledge and use it as a bridge to ensure that human rights play a key role in addressing climate change. Thank you.